app.
CBS News Brief. A person of interest in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson is arrested on gun and other charges in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Bail has been denied for 26-year-old Luigi Mangione, who will be charged in New York. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says of the arresting officer,
"He acted swiftly, he acted with smarts, and he acted with calm."
Veteran Daniel Penny is acquitted in the New York City subway chokehold death of fellow passenger Jordan Neely. Neely's father saying,
"My son didn't have to go through this. I didn't have to go through this either."
In Syria, President Bashar al-Assad's rule ends with him fleeing the country as rebel forces quickly took over major cities. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says of the U.S. role now,
"We can be an important interlocutor, if you will, through the UN, a UN-led process, as well as with counterparts in the region, including communications with some of these opposition groups."
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Trump White House isn't getting any help from the Badger State when it comes to one big issue. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Governor Evers says he will not send National Guard troops to help with the deportations. During a press conference in Madison, Evers expressed his opposition to President-elect Trump's immigration plans. He assured reporters that the Wisconsin National Guard would not be involved in any deportation efforts. Instead, Evers emphasized the need for Congress to address immigration reform.
The holiday season can be fraught with fire danger. Here's Lisa Hale.
Alex Quintana, the public information officer with the Appleton Fire Department, says dry air, fireplaces, and decorative lighting make one tradition the biggest fire risk, the fresh cut tree.
Making sure that you water your tree every day. That is extremely important.
Quintana also reminds you to check decorations and lighting for frayed wiring.
Across the state, fishermen, skaters, and outdoor enthusiasts are waiting on lakes to freeze. Madison's Lake Mendota has been studied for more than 170 years, and according to Clean Lakes Alliance founder James Tye, back then they had a unique way of determining whether the lake was frozen.
They decided that if you could get into a boat with a keg of beer and not get across the lake, it was frozen. So, you know, everything revolves back to boating and maybe a little beverage or two, but that's the official way. And that's still how we track it. It's not if the whole lake is frozen. It's just frozen at its most major points.
Remember, you need at least 4 inches of ice to walk on it safely. And with the winds and weather conditions, it can always change and shift. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Adamas goes to the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball free agency underway over the weekend. Willie Adamas signed a 7-year deal with the San Francisco Giants worth $182 million, the largest contract in that team's history. Willie Adamas played 4 seasons with the Brewers, hitting 32 home runs, 21 stolen bases, and 112 RBI in his final season with the crew. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I love the kid. I mean, this kid's a gamer. He comes to play every day. He's a good player, and he's a leader, and he loves the big situation.
NBA, Bucks beat the Nets 118-113 in Brooklyn. Doc Rivers.
You could feel it. Like, they had that stretch where they were about to get away from us, and I thought Giannis kind of took the game over for us. And that's what makes him so great. He sensed that. He stayed aggressive. He made the right plays in the same stretch. That's the Giannis we need.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, a little breezy, lows in the low 20s. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a high around 30. Some snow showers Tuesday night, lingering into Wednesday morning, then clearing and colder and a little breezy Wednesday afternoon. Temps fall through the teens. Currently 40 degrees.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, said he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Luke Mathers is in with Tuesday Tangents and more of our grown-up gift list text to win contest. It's statewide. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. Locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right. It's all right. And now, a guy who believes in an eye for an eye, but only if they're lowercase, Pete Schwabach.
Welcome back. It is great to have you with me on this Monday night edition of Nightlight. Wherever you are joining me from in the state of Wisconsin, welcome. We are broadcasting live from downtown Green Bay at City Deck Landing, a beautiful night. Conrad got to wear his high tops tonight.
Yeah.
It's not the really magical high tops.
Hey, that was quite a troop. That was our little WGBW players. Amanda Nimmer pitching in to be the mom. Todd Michaels has the greatest voice, and it was fun. So my guest is Dr. Kristen Lierley. We're talking about health. I'm about to play a game with her called Symptoms. It's great to have her back here. And we have people texting that have questions for you.
Okay, come on.
Namely, the first one I'm going to read you is from Conrad's aunt, Aunt Carla, who is an avid listener. We love Aunt Carla. I consider her kind of an aunt by default. Do you think she considers me a nephew?
I think so. Yeah, she probably will send a text saying yeah.
Okay.
And the shoes. What about the shoes, Aunt Carla?
she wear
high tops?
Yes, to know, yeah.
I kind of don't want, well, I'm not going to go there. Aunt Carla sends a text. She's in the 608. She says, what is the appropriate temperature for your house in the winter? Can your house be too hot? Actually, that is from Grandma Krieger, who is with Aunt Carla.
Oh.
Who is like a surrogate grandmother to me, too.
It sounds like there is some sort of a controversy within Aunt Carla's household.
It's weird. Conrad's aunt is kind of like my aunt, but I could still date her because we don't have blood. Not to make it awkward for Conrad. She has a boyfriend.
Wait.
I'm not going to share my aunt with you if that's where you're... I'm totally kidding. No, Aunt Carla is awesome. She's a flight attendant. She's all over the place. She has great opinions and texts, but she's texting on behalf of Conrad's Grandma Krieger, who is asking, can the house be too hot in the winter?
That's such a personal preference. I like my house to be warm.
Yeah.
Because I'm cold all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. The boys like it to be cooler. So we negotiate. Right, Lindsay? We do not negotiate.
Is your mom,
keep it warm and then he opens his window.
Oh, so you're like throwing money out.
Right.
Is your mom a very tough disciplinarian? No. Oh, okay. See, I would be worried to
Maybe
say
I
that.
Maybe I need to be tougher.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that would encourage her to be
okay.
more.
Noted. Be tougher on Lindsay.
Note to self, make Lindsay's life hell. Peter, I don't know what town that is from, but he's from the 920, says, I know Dr. Lierley was out bicycling today. How cold is too cold to bicycle?
I was biking today. It was so beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Yes. Well, Peter probably knows better than I do since he is an incredible cyclist and has ridden with his wife, Tracy, all across the country.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
On their tandem bicycle.
I don't know that we need medical opinion on that, too. It's probably just a matter of preference, what people think is too cold or too...
I think it's making sure you have the right gear.
Okay.
and that you are safe on the road, because you, so for me, when it gets to be like around freezing, I'll get out with my fat tire bike because it feels a little safer. But, you know, if there are patches of ice, I want to be really, really careful. And people aren't expecting bikers out when the
temperature. Time of year?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. When it goes below like 45, to me, that's inside weather. That's TV watching weather.
If the sun's out and it's 35 or warmer, I'll bike outside. Or what about like fat biking on snow biking?
Fat biking just means the big tires, like it almost looks like the bike should have a motor.
Yes.
Okay.
But the motor is you. You can do this, Pete.
Well, I can, but
I'll bring
my
fat bike down and we can go for a ride.
Do you have a tandem?
No. I'll ride my skinny bike and you can ride the fatty. And it's so bouncy.
That sounds so horrible. That sounds obscene and wrong on every level and like too much work.
It's so much fun.
Okay.
Yes.
I would do that. Conrad, will you take video?
We can post
it on the social media page.
Of course.
Do I have to wear bike shorts?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I wear them on this show up through August.
Are you wearing them now? Or are you self-conscious about
it? I wear a bathing suit at all times just in case I have to take a swim or pull someone out of the river.
Right?
You never know.
You never know.
Yeah, that would be fun. I would enjoy that. And that could be, you know, the fat tire, though, seems like a lot of work. You have to work harder, right? Is that
you do? But I mean, are you racing someone? You know, you're just out for a leisurely ride on a trail, and you can ride in almost like on grass, on gravel. You can ride up curbs confidently.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing about me, Kristen. I don't have an off switch.
Oh,
so if I start pedaling,
yeah,
it's game on. I'm competing against myself.
That's great news, because with a fat bike, you have to pedal all the time. There's no coasting.
That sounds horrible. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anne from Madison says, please ask Kristen about airborne tablets you dissolve in water to support your immune system. Is it any good? That's a great question.
It is a great question. And there is evidence that zinc can help to prevent colds, the common cold, which is a virus. And we don't really have great prevention strategies.
Yeah.
So if you start to feel like a cold is coming on, airborne tablets are something that you can safely use as directed, that may help to ward off a cold.
It can't hurt, right? I mean, is that...
Unless you're allergic to zinc.
Who's allergic to zinc?
Nobody I know.
Okay. Here's my thing about those airborne tablets, Anna, and I'm not a doctor, but I will say my wife is a teacher, and on the box, it says created by a teacher.
Aww.
Because teachers get sick a lot. Okay, yeah that's sweet.
Well, they're exposed to everything.
I know, but so does this kindergarten teacher put on a lab coat and create a zinc tablet? It's just a weird thing, right? I mean, it's like saying this HIV vaccine created by a forklift operator. It's just, I don't make
doesn't
the
have
connection.
The same, it doesn't have the same feeling.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about marketing, Pete. You know this.
I know. All right. Here's the thing, too. I think vitamin D tablets.
Oh.
Or to me, I have not been sick since COVID, and I haven't tested positive for COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying I haven't had it. Maybe I'm one of those people, but I started taking vitamin D when the COVID scare happened, and I take it now. I have not been sick since before COVID. I didn't get sick a lot anyway, but I get a cold every year, you know?
You are definitely one of those people. And vitamin D for us, because vitamin D is not something that is generally in our diet. You have to take a supplement or eat a food that is supplemented with it or be out in the sun.
Yeah.
But this time of year in Wisconsin, I mean, the sun was out for what, 20 minutes today? I mean, the days are really short.
Yeah, I know.
So we are all chronically deprived of vitamin D, all of us who live in northern climates. So I recommend a vitamin D over-the-counter vitamin D supplement for all of my patients.
That's a great, here's the thing too. Here's a question. Can you take too much of it?
Because
I've heard, oh really, what's too much?
Well, it depends on how much you need.
I've been taking a bottle a day. No, I do wonder about that because I've heard different arguments. Like you can't, you know, vitamin C, when you take too much, you just release it in various ways. And then vitamin D, I've heard that, what's too much? You're supposed to take two like gummy D's as a supplement.
If you are just taking it as a supplement and you don't have a diagnosed disorder, take it according to the product packaging.
Okay.
But there are some people who have to take very big doses, but they take those under medical supervision. So if you think that you have low vitamin D levels, you should talk to your doctor about it. We can do a blood test and figure out if you need a higher dose.
Right now?
If you want.
You got the tools in the car?
Lindsay?
Here's what I got a buddy that we both kind of did that during COVID, and he would take, and I still do this when I feel a symptom coming on. I'll take a handful of them. I'll take like eight of them for like two or 3 days. Not eight, but like initially I'll take a big boost.
What's the dose? Because it comes in different doses.
2,000 MCU, whatever.
International units.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right. I will adhere more to the warnings on the label. All right. I want to do this. I want to do this game, Symptoms, that I came up with earlier. Because everyone, at least in my house, when they think they have something, they go to Google. And it's like, oh, no, I might have, you know, scurvy or something. So.
So many people say to me, I know that I shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
But I looked it up.
Right.
And now I'm worried about this. You can't not. I mean, it's just too easy.
And no Google site says it's probably nothing.
I think it's okay, though,
yeah,
to look up your symptoms, but make sure that you are looking at a good credentialed page. Like, you don't want to be looking at TikTok, you know? TikTok is not going to be able to help you diagnose your problem. But if you go to, you know, like, what am I trying to say? For gynecology things, I suggest that people go to ACOG.org. Okay. That's my professional organization. We've got a patient education thing there. So that's a good
gotcha.
One. Yeah, there are some really good ones out there. Mayo Clinic, you know, some of the bigger academic institutions.
Okay. All right. Good to know. So let's play a game. This is called Symptoms. I'm going to say a symptom or illness, and you tell me, well, let's do this. Well, no, let's do it this way. Tell me the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear a symptom.
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready.
First thing, like one of those psychological things. Okay. Okay. Ready? Here we go.
Okay.
Headache.
Tylenol?
No, like what could it be?
It could be all the different things. So I don't think of one thing.
All right. I'm glad stress. You didn't say brain tumor. Okay.
Not brain tumor. It's okay. Usually stress.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Drooling.
Lindsay?
Wow. You just outed your kid. Do you have a drooling issue?
No, that was his next older brother. Okay. But he's over it now.
Okay. Dandruff.
Dry scalp.
Dry
itching.
Scalp.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's easy to fix.
Yeah.
This is hard for me because I'm like, I go right to
a medical condition, maybe.
Yeah. I don't go right to tumor. I go to, well, there are all these things. Let me ask you more questions.
Okay. Fair enough. Insomnia.
That's another thing. There's so many reasons why people have insomnia. In my world, it's like hot flashes, hormonal changes, stress. Little babies at home.
Could my hormones be changing?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they are, aren't
this
they?
This is menopause.
Menopause, like where you lose testosterone?
Mm. Do you have low T, Pete?
I don't know.
Let me ask you a question.
I watch a lot of Sylvester Stallone movies. Does that count for anything?
That's your supplement.
So tell me about low T.
No.
I have to make an appointment, apparently. Okay. Conrad, take a memo. Hey,
we'll get you scheduled. Don't worry.
We'll get you scheduled. All right. Watery eyes.
Yeah. Crying. How am I doing with this game?
I thought you were going to say watching a Lifetime movie, but that's okay.
You know, it could be allergies if it's both of your eyes. If it's just one eye, there might be something in it.
Bleeding gums. Quickly.
Probably need to go see a dentist.
All right. We have to get our next guest is standing by, but we have to get her the link, Conrad, so she can sign in on the stream. I don't know. She didn't get an info sheet. Okay. So we'll keep Kristen for just a couple minutes until we know we have Rose. If you're okay, are you in a hurry?
No.
Maybe we can meet Lindsay. Okay.
Great.
I will send Rose this information, and we will talk cigars as soon as we have her. In the meantime, Kristen Lyerly is here. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. I only want trust, and you know.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
This is Melissa Kay, and we have a special live show planned for Community Stories on December 17th and 19th. It's a live call-in show from 5 to 6, where you can call 715-424-2600, and I'll connect you with the Elf Call Center.
Elves, Santa's really busy. Can you go on the radio?
Absolutely. I can stand in for Santa.
Good, too, you said that.
That's 715-424-2600 on 97 FM, 1320 AM, and 105.5 FM.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You know that it would be untrue. So it's Jim Morrison's birthday today. You know that I would be alive. Kristen's singing. That's a song right out of a movie. Kind of. That was our question.
The biography movie?
The movie The Doors. Do you like The Doors?
I do.
I do too. Mm-hmm. I clipped Light My Fire and L.A. Woman. Mm-hmm. L.A. Woman is just like one of those, I don't know. I love it.
Oh, I like Touch Me.
Well, come on, not Touch. Yeah, that's a great one. Or Love Her Madly is great. Do you like The End? A little dark.
Mm-hmm. This is the end.
Yeah. And then they had all these songs about like drugs. Like the crystal ship, and I didn't really get it when I was like 19, but I'm like, all right. I want to say, I think I still had some more. Did I have more?
Lindsay told me I sucked at that game.
I think you're careful, which is good. You kind of have to be careful when you're dispensing medical advice on Nightlight, right?
My brain just doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
I'm trained to have it work a different way.
Forthright, and that's great.
Yeah.
I think I love that. All right, so I'm going to say a symptom this time, and then... Or an illness, and you tell me the best home remedy.
Okay. All right. Yes. Okay.
Anxiety.
Oh, chillin'. What is the source of your anxiety? I need to ask you more questions.
Okay.
Is it related to school? Is it related to something in your life? Or is it a relationship
thing? How
about
yoga?
That helps you chill
or meditation or something, right?
Okay. Yeah, for some people. But for other people, like there is a thing there that's causing their anxiety. And without, it's like, why do so many people have problems with like alcoholism and substance stuff? Well, it's because there's something that's bothering them. Eating disorders, there's something that's bothering them. And unless you fix that something, you can't fix the other thing.
Yes. All right. That's a great answer. Mm-hmm. And for home remedies, I think, like, what about a headache? If you don't want to take Tylenol.
You can rest.
Lay down.
Yeah. For a lot of people, a dark room.
Like a cold compress or something.
Sure.
Okay. And then Conrad wanted me to ask you about erectile dysfunction. What do you do for that?
Oh, yeah. Viagra. No.
Home remedy.
Home remedy.
We have Rose?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, she wants no part of this conversation. All right. But let's answer this one, and then we can do a few more. You can think about that one.
Uh-huh. Okay. I have answers for that. I have a lot to I have a lot to say about erectile dysfunction and the female corollary.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know.
We're all looking at you.
Someone's looking at Conrad.
Switch that up real quick.
All right. We're going to This has nothing to do with what we were just talking about, but it is somewhat. We're going to talk about cigars now. And this is exciting because we've talked about cigars on the show before with Norm from Appleton Cigar Company, who brought in a bunch of his product. It was great. But I thought Kristen and Lindsay, her son, is a big cigar smoker. So they're going to join me in welcoming our next guest, Rose Bauman from Legacy Cigar. Rose, how are you?
Great. How are you tonight?
Doing very well. Sorry about the mix-up. I think we sent it to, I don't know how many emails you have, Rose, or if you're on the lam or in witness protection, but we got you the information, and it's great to have you. Sorry for the mix-up.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and, you know, technical difficulties happen.
Exactly. So tell me about Legacy Cigars. Tell me about your company. I know you're one of the owners or the owner?
I am the owner.
Well, that's pretty cool. Okay, so tell me how this came to be, and I assume you supply different cigar shops like Appleton Cigar with product?
Yep, right now Appleton Cigar is the only place you can get Legacy.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't mean I'm not looking for more shops, because I am.
Okay.
But I've been working at Appleton Cigar for right around 12 years now.
Oh, so you work there too?
I do.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. I've been working there since well before Norm.
Oh.
But it's been a passion of mine. It's been a love of mine. And for me, logically, this was the next step, was to put out my own product.
So that's so cool. How do you even, like, I like smoking cigars occasionally, but how do you create a cigar, basically? Or do you just buy the name, or how does that work? Do you actually get down in the dirt and create the actual cigar?
So I have this wonderful company out of Miami that I was doing an Instagram show for about 3 years. And they contacted me and said, hey, you know, how'd you like to blend your own cigar?
Very nice.
I jumped at the offer, and they sent me up a whole bunch of these little tiny cigars called Fumas, which is a little cigar made out of one cigar leaf.
One cigar leaf.
Yep, and that way you get the flavors of each of those different tobaccos without them being mixed or anything else. And then you take those, and it's like making a cake recipe. You slowly add different Fumas to what you're smoking and what you're smelling, and until you find something that you really love.
So there's a lot of testing going on. Dr. Lyerly, we do have a doctor on standby, Rose, just in case someone has a cigar.
Well, I have a question.
Yeah.
Where do these leaves come from, Rose?
I was going to ask that. That's a great question.
Thinking about, like, Wisconsin, we, back in the day, and even still now, have a tobacco-growing heritage here. You know, I'm assuming that you probably don't get your product from here. Where does it come from?
So most of my leaf is actually coming from Nicaragua.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. So it's just right now, I wish we still grew tobacco here as much as we used to. We used to grow it all the way up to Eagle River.
Really?
Oh, no kidding. So is it illegal, Rose? Can you grow it yourself if you wanted to?
So you can grow up to 32 plants without having to get a grower's license.
Hmm.
I have grown tobacco here at my house out in the front yard, and, you know, it's been really kind of a neat experience.
In the front yard? Is it decorative?
Yeah, there's these beautiful trumpet flowers on top of these huge plants, and they're just, it's beautiful. It really is.
So how many cigars do you get? Let's say you can only grow 32 plants. How many cigars is that? Are we talking?
You're lucky if you get a cigar per plant.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Okay. So you have to have it sent here from Nicaragua, and it sounds like there's a lot of testing that goes on for the flavor or the aroma. What makes Legacy Cigars? You know what? We have to do a quick break, Rose. Can we keep you through the news? Okay. I want to ask you when we come back, what makes Legacy Cigars, or what sets them apart from other cigars you might have, and why a guy like Norm would say, these are the cigars I want. So we'll do that when we come back after Civic Media's award-winning news team keeps you informed. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here with her son, Lindsay. They're having some issues. They're trying to work out on the air. And Rose Bauman is here, and we're talking cigars. It's a great night. And what better thing to talk about cigars than to help us light it up here at Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Try to set the night on.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A group working to combat climate change and pollution in Wisconsin is filing a petition with the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The lawsuit challenges the approval of a large methane gas plant proposed in Superior. Clean Wisconsin says the Public Service Commission greenlit the project in 2020 without adequately considering whether it would meet state environmental standards. They say the proposed Nemadji Trail Energy Center plant would release almost 3 million tons of greenhouse gases and 200 tons of other dangerous pollutants every year. Dairyland Power Cooperative and two other utilities want to build the plant on a high bluff next to the Nemadji River, raising serious concerns about stormwater runoff and wetland impacts in an area already susceptible to dangerous flooding. The plant would cost upwards of $700 million to build and has been mired in controversy. The project faces pushback from neighboring communities and local lawmakers who point to the environmental and health harms it will bring. Are you ready for winter? Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has some tips on how to get that snowblower working.
Experts say to check the scraper bar and the snowshoes to see if they need to be replaced. Then, fire it up. If it doesn't start, take a closer look. Check the cooling machine, drain the gas, and replace it with a small amount of clean and fresh fuel.
If you missed out on Wisconsin's 9-day gun deer hunt season, there are other hunting opportunities this month. There's still a couple of days left in the muzzleloader season, which will end on Wednesday, before the statewide antlerless-only hunt season takes place from Thursday to Sunday. Select Farm Zone units will also hold an antlerless-only holiday hunt from the 24th to January 1st. The archery and crossbow season is still underway until January 5th or 31st, depending on your region. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wava. Brace yourself for a new Hollywood reboot, folks. Scrubs ran for 7 seasons from 2001 to 2008 on NBC and then 2 seasons on ABC. The original executive producer and showrunner, Bill Lawrence, will also commandeer the reboot, but as of right now, there is no cast yet attached. Maybe they should cast those two guys from the T-Mobile commercials. Looking for a good murder mystery? You might want to check out the show Cross. Cross is based on the best-selling Alex Cross novels by James Patterson and is quickly gaining viewers. The show logged 40 million views in its first 20 days of release, making it the 6th most viewed show ever on Amazon Prime. Aldous Hodge plays the brilliant Alex Cross, a detective and forensic psychologist who pursues serial killers. Season 1 is currently available to stream. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, a little breezy, lows in the low 20s. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a high around 30. Some snow showers Tuesday night, lingering into Wednesday morning, then clearing and colder and a little breezy Wednesday afternoon. Temps fall through the teens.
It's 39 right now.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey kids, Community Stories is live on December 17th and 19th, so you can call in with your wish lists for Santa.
Are you elves ready?
All the kids are going to be calling us, and they're going to be telling us what they want to tell Santa. Mrs. Z, are you ready?
I think so. Cookies, hot cocoa.
What about you, Mr. Jangles? Stop eating the cookies.
Mrs. Z might have to make some more.
Just call 715-424-2600 December 17th and 19th from 5 to 6 on 97 FM 1320 AM and 105.5 FM.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, children's author Laura Bird with some holiday gift recommendations, not just for the young book readers on your list, but for the grown-ups as well.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Heavy, heavy.
maybe I'm crazy, but this is a Monday night, but it feels like, what would you say, Con, a Thursday? Wednesday?
We're going to Friday, I feel like.
You feel like it's already Friday.
Let's go. Come on.
It's going to be a long week.
What are you doing after the show? We've got Hegemeister right next to us. Oh, it's all decked out.
I had the moose burger.
Really?
I've never eaten a moose before. Well, once I was desperate and I killed it with my bare hands. But that is the voice of Dr. Kristen Lierley. She's sitting in, hanging out with us tonight. It's great to have her back on the air and on the show. Her son, Lindsay, is here. And we have Rose Bauman, the owner of Legacy Cigar here in Northeast Wisconsin. And we are learning about cigars. I have a few more questions for Rose. I know she's busy. I appreciate you taking the time tonight, Rose. It's great to have you.
Oh, it's great to be here.
So let me ask you this. I've asked this of friends of mine who are in the wine business. What do you have to spend to get a quality cigar? Mm-hmm. Something that wouldn't make you make a face. Like, how much am I putting down?
Okay. So taste in cigars is very subjective.
Okay.
Because we all have different palates. We all have different things that we really enjoy. Some people like an infused cigar, so they're getting a little mint, a little chocolate, maybe a Captain and Coke. Mm. There's others that are quite purist who just really want the beautiful flavors that can come out of a well-aged leaf.
That's great.
So, and do you ever flavor these leaves, or is it just the natural flavor that's within the leaf?
For me, I do not infuse any of my cigars.
Hmm.
I'm very much a purist.
Good for you.
I've been smoking cigars for a really long time, thanks to my father, that I've kind of moved on past an infused cigar. Huh. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Not that they're horrible or anything. They're just not my thing.
You said you're following in the footsteps of a lot of great women. And I think when people think of cigars, I know certainly my first instinct was like a stodgy old guy with a derby, like a sports reporter with a half eaten cigar in his mouth. That has changed a lot, hasn't it?
It has. There's a lot more women making an appearance in the cigar ownership. You're going to go just about everywhere and find hopefully a knowledgeable woman working in a cigar lounge.
Like yourself, yeah. What makes Legacy cigars different from other cigars? Why would I buy Legacy over something else?
So Legacy was a five-year labor of love. Finding the right blend and the right mix and the right countries to get these leaves from. It really has, I always say it's like having a baby. It's a lot of preparation. It's a lot of work. And then when it's about ready to be released, you're all excited and you're scared and nervous all at the same time.
It's good that we have an OBGYN here on the show. Or let me ask you this, Rose. And Kristen, if you have a question, I don't mean to hog the conversation. If you have a cigar question, that's fine. Typically, when you're smoking a cigar, do you finish it all in one sitting, or can you save it for later? What's the appropriate behavior there?
So I always try to finish my cigar from front to end.
Okay.
Sometimes when you relight a cigar, if you don't do it properly, then you're going to get a really ashy taste, and you're going to be yucky.
Interesting.
But there is a good way to end a cigar so that you can relight it at another time. And you never stamp out a cigar like you would a cigarette.
Oh, really?
Yeah, don't ever do that. That pushes a whole bunch of that ash into the tobacco.
Oh, okay.
And changes the flavor in a bad way. If it's still lit, go ahead and cut it off. Just past where that tobacco is dark. Put it in a Ziploc bag, somewhere where it's not going to get a lot of air exchange. And then you can relight it later.
That's great. Go ahead.
If you happen to put down your cigar and you kind of forget about it, and you come back and go, oh, yeah, what you should do is knock off all that ash, knock out as much of the black tobacco as you possibly can, and then relight your cigar.
Wow, good to know. I was always putting it out, like you just said, like, what you just said not to do is what I was doing.
That's an instinct, isn't it?
It is. And maybe because, I don't know why it is, but how should people, like, let's say you want to smoke it later. Is the Ziploc bag the best way? Like, assuming most people don't have humidors in their house, what is the best way to preserve it for a smoke later on?
Yeah, put it in a Ziploc bag or even a plastic container that seals really well.
Okay, perfect.
Because you don't want to lose what moisture is in that cigar, because you need a little bit of moisture to get all those flavors to work right.
Well said. What do you have a favorite movie or TV show where someone is smoking a cigar, Rose?
Oh, my.
Like Telly Savalas and Kojak, or I mean, I don't know how old you are.
Oh, he sucked on suckers. You know, he didn't really smoke cigars.
Oh, didn't he do like Swisher Sweet ads or something like that? I thought he did. Like they did the Backwoods Smokes ads, and then I thought he did some ads for cigars.
Most of my great memories from cigars have to do with my dad and my grandpa.
So that smell is ingrained in your head from a young age,
yeah,
probably.
It is. You know, I remember my grandpa sitting out on his front porch smoking Dutch Masters, and my first cigar was actually a White Owl.
I don't even know what that is. What is that?
It's a really budget, cut-rate cigar.
Like, think of Boone's Farm.
Okay. Yes, Mad Dog 2020.
Right.
Oh, that sounds like a fun night. Wow. Oh, they're giving you the cheap stuff to break in. That's hilarious.
Well, that's what they smoked. So, of course, you know, that's what you kind of get. Nowadays, I love, my Placencia Alma Forte. It's a beautiful cigar. I really like the one that I call Norm the First. Yeah, I named the cigars after Norm and his family.
He's got a cigar named after him?
He does. His is Norm the Third.
Wow. So he has a son maybe named Norm Jr. and then the cigar is the third?
So we have Grandpa, who's Norm the First.
Oh, okay.
Dad, who's Norm the Second. Norm, who's Norm the Third. And Little Norm, who's Norm the Fourth.
Little Norm, though. I like that.
That's great. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. And Norm's not a little guy. He's a big dude.
Well, yes. Yeah, so his son isn't the little man either. The whole family, Dad, Norm, and Little Norm are all nice sized men, just great people. I mean, having them come into the shop has just been fantastic.
That's so cool. He was on the show, and I almost challenged him to an arm wrestle because that's what I do with all my guests, but I think he would have destroyed me.
And also, we
Kristen
now know that you have some weakness issues with your arm.
I might have low T.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I'm getting to that
that's
age.
That's the wrong arm, dear. You know, that's
a lot of people taking liberties with my side hustles.
Lindsay, earmuffs.
Rose, this was fun. Do you tell people where they can find Legacy Cigars? Is it only at Appleton Cigar, or is there other places they can order them?
Yep, right now it's only at Appleton Cigar Company on College Ave in Appleton, Wisconsin. They're on the shelf. On January 9th, I am doing a cigar event at Appleton Cigar. So it's going to be 3 hours dedicated to Legacy Cigars, and there's even going to be an event cigar release that night.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
That's really cool.
Kristen, Lindsay, and Conrad and I are coming.
Fantastic.
What night of the week is that?
That is a Thursday night.
Okay. Well, it might conflict with the show. We'll see what we can do. That sounds like a lot of fun, though. And tell Norm I said hello. I had no idea you guys were in cahoots, so this is kind of working out. And you helped me light the night on a Monday. So there you
Fantastic.
Go.
Fantastic.
Yeah, have a great night. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Rose Bauman. Check out Legacy Cigars, a woman-owned cigar company. How cool is that?
I love that it's legacy. You know, this is like something that reminds her of her dad and her grandfather, and it was passed down. That's pretty neat.
So does this make you want to smoke a cigar even more?
No.
Dr. Lyerly?
No? I have no desire to smoke anything.
Smoke it? Well, you don't inhale a cigar. That's the thing.
I don't want to put smoke inside of my body. That
Why?
Is just...
Your Majesty?
Yeah, I'll tell you. Because my dad was a smoker.
Oh, yeah.
And I always hated it. And we had one of those vans. We'd go on family trips. And we had one of those vans where you couldn't open the window, so you had to just
like a traveling smoke shop.
Well, kind of.
Yeah.
You know, you could just pop it a little bit to the side, and we would like put our mouths outside of the window. I just hated that. So it's a personal experience.
Yeah.
And, you know, as a doctor, smoking is not great for you, and neither is drinking. I mean, there are a lot of vices that we have, so everything in moderation.
But it's interesting because I do like smoking cigars, but I don't do it often enough. You know, I think even people who hang out in cigar shops, I know a lot of my friends do that, and I've had that experience, and it's it's fun. It's like playing poker or fishing or something like that, where you're just hanging out and talking. It's such a fun atmosphere. And I think if you don't inhale, you're okay, right, doctor?
Well, I mean, you can still get mouth cancer.
Man, killjoy.
Drooling.
I'm willing to take the risk for a legacy cigar.
It's all about risks and benefits, right?
All right. So, yes, risk, reward, whatever you want to call it. All right, nausea. What's a good home remedy for nausea? Because people get that a lot. That's a popular one, the stomach issues.
Well, what is it from? Did you eat too much? Did you not eat enough? Are you upset? Is it related to anxiety? Is it constipation? Do you need Pepto-Bismol?
No. I've never been constipated in my life.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
Conrad will vouch for me.
I didn't know that.
Constipation is a huge problem. Do you know why an apple a day keeps the doctor away?
Why?
Because apples, the fiber in apples helps to keep your bowels moving.
They have that much fiber?
Yeah.
In apples? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it's natural
and it's whole. And, you know, back in the day when we didn't have a lot of cures, that really was a thing, an apple a day.
All right. Explosive diarrhea. That's right. I went there.
Get to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably something you ate.
That's what I said, too. We have so much in common. What about general diarrhea? What about just random explosivity?
Like all of you is exploding.
We don't have to go there. All right. What are some good tasting, healthy foods that people probably don't eat enough of, but would really like them? And they're good for you, too.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Whole foods like fruits and vegetables. Okay. And that always is something that nutritionists will talk to you about, but they really are, they have fiber, they have nutrients, they often have water if you're eating them in their whole state. And they don't have to be like boring. You can do fun things with fruits and vegetables. So if you can tune
like
your
juggle?
Brain, yes, da, 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 da. You can tune your brain to think about maybe I eat a carrot before I eat my sandwich and chips. And that way you get your vegetable in. And you still get to eat the carrots or the sandwich and the chips that you like.
Is that a good thing to say, like on a first date? Excuse me, I have to eat a carrot before we share this peanut butter sandwich. Do you think, like, you're a woman?
I think peanut butter sandwich is a bad thing to say on a first date.
Even if you have coupons? all right, we have Aunt Carla checking in again. She says, high tops are very 80s and Conrad loves shoes.
Oh,
I do.
Regular Imelda Marcos over there. I'm sure a very interesting pair of shoes he is wearing. Nephew Pete, you are welcome, part of the family. And I'll make you a quiche from Aunt Carla.
Aww.
She has no idea how much I'm going to hold her to that.
And she can cook it in the house if Grandma turns the heat up enough.
Exactly. She could just lay it on the floor and it will cook. Or on the ceiling because heat rises. Anna from Madison says, Peace Frog is another great song by The Doors. Oh, I don't know Peace Frog.
I don't know that one either.
Like, I've never really done a deep dive. Like, I know all their basic hits and a few other ones. I've never heard of that one, though.
Mm-hmm.
Bridget from the 818 says, my best friend's wedding, Say a Little Prayer. That's the song I was trying to think of earlier. Fun scene. Love the song. Bridget crushes it always, as always. Thank you, Bridget. And then we have a text from Steady Eddie. But he typically sends more than one chapter, so I think we'll hold off on that till after the break. And it's always good to close the show with Kristen Lyerly and a Steady Eddie text. Lindsay, are we going to meet you? Do you want to jump on for the last segment? It's just a few minutes. You came all the way down here. All right, we'll get Lindsay hooked up with headphones and his mom, and he will work a few things out during the break, and we'll come back and close things down. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
It's the center of the Kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though. Hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanellis says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s. And it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you can't have just one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Once again, it's the busy holiday season. Take the time to consider some financial moves before we turn the calendar to 2025. First, review your investment portfolio to ensure it is performing as expected and still fits your goals, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Next, consider adding to your 401k and health savings account. And if you have a flexible spending account, you'll want to spend any unused funds before the year ends or else risk losing them. If you have children, consider opening a 529 education savings plan, which allows for tax-free withdrawals for qualified education expenses. Contribute to an emergency fund to help cover 6 months of living expenses or unexpected costs, such as a major home or car repair. And if you're 73 or older, make sure you take your required withdrawals from your traditional IRA so you can avoid penalties. Finally, review your estate plans, especially if you've recently experienced changes in your family situation, such as marriage, remarriage, or the birth of a child. This is Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 715-421-0958. Member SIPC.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Tomorrow night on the show, wrestling announcer and Civic Media's own Rich LaCasio will be back on the show. He will be on tomorrow night at 6:35. Oh, I had trouble getting that out. Almost, did my voice crack?
Like Peter Brady.
I just went through puberty on the air, yeah.
Rich when LaCasio. It's time to change.
You've got to rearrange. It just happens. And then Swedish jazz queen Gunhild Carling will be on the show tomorrow night at 7:05. I'm very excited about that. She's incredibly talented. And then Northeast Wisconsin author Brett Kissinger will be here in studio to talk about his new book. So that will be a fun night here on Nightlight. As always, I would like to introduce another guest on the show. It is the offspring, if you will. You know what drives me crazy? My dad always say, I really appreciate you siring me.
And so, like, oh, that's freaked so out weird. About it.
I know. So you're not a sire, but Lindsay, your son has a great sense of humor because you've been saying stuff and he's been making faces the whole time, but I wanted to introduce him because he's such a good sport. Can we get him on camera? Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. All the cameras on Lindsay.
Lindsay's like, no, that's all right. So is your mom, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, a good mom?
Yeah, she's a good mom. You know, sometimes she does the classic mom stuff of making you do the dishes, yelling at you about not doing the dishes, that sort of thing. Usually the dishes is the dishes center focus.
That's always a thing.
Is that the worst you're dealing with, though, in your house?
Yeah. That's no, that, pretty, that, I have a hard life.
Yeah.
And his brothers. Well, like, remember,
you've got four boys. Uh-huh. Okay. They're all cigar smokers, by the way. I don't know how you're going to deal with that. They're like me. So do you guys all get along pretty much?
Sure.
You can, in his head, he's just thinking about how much they wail on each other at home or something.
He's
I don't
like,
know.
What can I say on the radio?
One of them moved out as fast as he could.
Oh, uh-huh. Wow. Mm-hmm. 18 in a day and he's gone or what?
20. How old is he?
It wasn't really as fast as he could.
He stayed that's in not a reflection. For as long as he could and then he left.
That's not necessarily a reflection of
you
parenting,
want
though,
to
right?
create a place where your kids feel safe and also when they know it's time to go. And he knew it was time to go. And he had a job. Like he's good.
He had known it was time to go. He was done.
He was done.
Listen, I am tired of my commute from Marinette every day. So the second you move out, if that room is for rent, I am so there.
Give me a week or so just to open the windows.
To take okay. down the bunk beds.
Okay. It's better.
Well, Lindsay, you're a good sport. Thank you for being on that. What are you gonna do with your life?
I'm not too sure yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's To be determined, we'll say.
Well, what are you doing right now with your life?
Day to day, that's okay. We had Frank Hermans was on a couple weeks ago. Remember that, Conrad?
Yeah.
And his
yeah.
son was in here, and he's only 15. So I applaud kids that are willing to come on and just kind of, you know, put themselves out there. I think that's great.
Could you sing something for us?
Nope.
Let's do the next best thing. Let's do a text opera, which is what Steady Eddie sends us every night.
Oh.
This is one of our favorite texters. Steady Eddie says, Dr. Kristen, Mr. Pete. Pete, back in my day, you could get a good cigar for a nickel. All caps. Mm. That's what America needs today. Agreed. Not really, Dr. Kristen. I hate cigar smoke. When I smell a cigar, I run the other way. Taking a shot at you there, Steady Eddie.
Yeah.
Sounds like it. Yeah. Being your best hate. Tonight, he's being Steady Eddie, not Steadfast Edward. A little less gentlemanly. George Burns. Now, that man knew how to smoke a cigar, and he lived to be 100.
That's true.
Steady Eddie. That's right. Mm-hmm. My favorite was, remember the show Alice?
Yes.
Vic Tayback played Mel, and he used to smoke cigars, and he would throw one in his mouth when he was angry. And one time, Flo, or Alice, threw out one of his cigars, and he looked at her, and he yelled, and he said, what's the matter with you? That was a good 15-cent cigar. And apparently that was, like, expensive back then, like in the late 70s. So, I don't know.
Mm.
Next time you come, I think let's have cigars, but we don't have to light them. Just see if you like it. Just chew on it like an old sports writer. That's great. All right, so last question. Are you guys looking forward to any... Do you have Christmas movies in your house, Lindsay, that you like to watch with your mom?
We got Klaus, the Netflix movie, animated like 3 years ago, I think.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
That's a good one. Buddy the Elf is always a good movie. I think that one's also just called Elf.
Mm-hmm.
My wife calls it Buddy the Elf. And we tease her, and she's like, what? And I think a lot of people, I kind of feel bad, because I think a lot of people call it Buddy the Elf.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then I think it was, again, 2-3 years ago, we watched Spirited, an Apple
movie. A good one.
That's also a really good one.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that's good.
It's my dream that they'll watch The Sound of Music with me, because they've never watched it, and I love that movie.
At Christmas?
They show it around Christmas time a lot.
This is not a diehard situation.
It's Lindsay's got that passive-aggressive, is that Christmas?
Yeah, try living with him.
It's just every time I see a scene from that movie, it's in like a nice green pasture. I don't think of like green pastures.
Well,
in
you know what, Lindsay? There is Christmas all around the world, and some people have nice weather. Do your mom a favor and watch her favorite movie with her. Okay, I'm on mom's side in that one.
I might have to now.
So here's what we're doing, folks. 2 days before Christmas, Civic Media is going to have 24 hours of Christmas music on Christmas Day. So leading into that will be Nightlight from 4 to 6 on Christmas Eve. We are asking people to send in your favorite Christmas stories, movies, cookies, if you got a recipe you want to share, whatever. It's an information exchange. It will air December 24th from 4 to 6. And we are asking you...
I have a recipe.
...to submit all... Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You can lead the way and submit it if you would.
Peanut butter balls.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Those are the...
They're so good.
All right. Send it to nightlight@civicmedia.us. Start sending those in, and we will read them on the 24th. But don't wait. Send them in now. nightlight@civicmedia.us. Kristen's going to send in her peanut butter ball recipe. My brother loves peanut butter balls, and we used to get from a family friend. We had, like, a whole tray every year. There was, like, 500 of them in there. So he got home, like, on the 23rd. And we took all the peanut butter balls out, and we left one.
Sorry, buddy.
Furious. He almost left the family. This was really fun. Thank you, Kristen.
Thank you, Kristen.
And Lindsay, it was nice to meet you. Thanks for being
nice
on the show.
You.
Conrad, as always, fun. Thank you to Rose Bauman. All your texts and calls. So great when you guys are a part of Nightlight. We will be back tomorrow to do it all over again like we do every weeknight. Have a great night, everybody. Good night, Wisconsin.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jazz Gallery for the Arts in Milwaukee is having a fundraiser. We'll find out how you can help out, and we'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A strong person of interest in the shooting death of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson has been arraigned on unrelated charges in Pennsylvania, and bail has been denied. He was arrested in Altoona. CBS's Matt Piper.
A police officer only on the force for 6 months is who responded when a McDonald's employee recognized Luigi Mangione as a person of interest. The officer and another asked Mangione to pull down his blue medical mask and also recognized him. Police say he was found with a box of masks, a 3D printed pistol and silencer, and $10,000 in cash. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says the 26-year-old had been traveling throughout the state.
This suspect traveled between Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, making stops in between, obviously here in Altoona.
Court documents say when police asked Mangione if he'd been to New York recently, he began to shake. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Daniel Penny is